Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Chaf Aleph Omid Beis, and we start with the last word on Chaf Aleph Omid Aleph. We're still dealing with the making of tzitzis and Simon Yud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes in Siv Ches, HaMishtachavei LeBehema, if somebody bows down to an animal, it was used for Avodah Zarah. So that animal is osur in certain ways. What about its wool? So the Mechaber says, Tzamra Pasul Tzitzis. One should not shear that animal, use the wool from that sheep, and use it to make tzitzis. However, HaMishtachavei LePishton Notua, if one were to bow down and unfortunately worship Avodah Zarah to a flax plant while it was still planted in the ground, then the Mechaber says, Kashul Tzitzis. When you remove that flax plant from the ground and make it into linen, and you're making it into fringes for tzitzis, that would be acceptable. Kosher tzitzis. Why? Shahari nishtana. Because the flax plant in the ground is a totally different type of a creation than the linen fringes, the tzitzis that you now have made. The Mishnah Brura now will explain in detail why there is this difference. In Sif Katan Lamed Hei, the Mechaber writes, After Dovar Hanavad Eino Osur Elo LeKarbon, Avo LeHedrit Shari. He says, Min Hadin, if you have something that was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, as an animal, it isn't Osur for a person to shech that and then eat that animal. It's only also to bring that animal as a carbon. As we say, it's pasnished. It's inappropriate to bring such an animal as a carbon, but it's not also in Hana. Nevertheless, mikol makom, also the mitzvah tzitzis. One should not use this to perform the mitzvah tzitzis with such strands of wool. Ho'ol v'tzarche gavohu, since this is something that is being given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah that we're doing with it, mayis klape gavoa. It's considered disgusting to bring such a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a carbon or to put tzitzis, to make it into tzitzis and to use it to perform mitzvah. Hol de lo ishtani kokach, because it hasn't really changed that much. The wool on the sheep and the wool fringes that you're creating aren't much different. Dadain chazusei alav v'nirashu tzemer. Both of them look like wool, and it doesn't look like there's been a significant change. As opposed to, masha'en kein b'mishtachavei lepishto natua, but the flax plant that was still attached to the ground that somebody worshipped. The havikaitz, that's like a piece of wood. The kivin shaso chute, but now that you've made it into linen fringes, ma'reyu harishon cholaf v'halachlo, the appearance is totally different, and therefore, min hadin, one could use this for tzitzis. The Igros Moshe writes, and is quoted in Dirshu note number 50, Sha'af shebilodov yevshor lekayimus ha-mitzvah, the garment itself, not the fringes, but the garment itself. You also require that for the mitzvah. Nevertheless, the garment could be made out of tzemer from a behema that had been worshipped. Kivan she'eno elo gorim lemitzvah. The garment itself just causes you to do the mitzvah. The garment itself is not the mitzvah of tzitzis. The tzitzis are the mitzvah of tzitzis. Nevertheless, mikol mokom, talis hamiyuchedis letvila, to make such a talis out of a stolen woolen garment. Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya writes that it's inappropriate to take, for example, a frock from a priest or any other garment of an avodah zarah to use it as a chavetz of mitzvah, because it is mos v'aveira. Likewise, in Dirshu note 51, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch later on, who writes that if you were to purchase the tzitzis with either an esnan of a zona or mechir kelev, these are items which are of a disparaging nature, and to purchase an item of mitzvah with this is also inappropriate to use this to make a talis. However, one could actually make the bag that the talis is held in from the exchange of these items, but if the item was used for a maguna type of, such as it was the pants that somebody wore, and then to make that into a talis or a talis bag is inappropriate. The Igros Moshe on this subject writes, therefore, that a house of worship of an Avodah Zarah, or a church, for example, that had been destroyed or is no longer being used as a church, it would be mutter to build a base knesses or to use it as a base knesses if it was modified, obviously, that there was no evidence of the Avodah Zarah there. Indeed, such was the case in the shul which I grew up in Davenden. It formerly was a church, and then it was converted into a shul. In Siv Katan Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Brura adds that he brings down the Magen Avraham later on, who says, the Masik de Lefi Das HaMechaber Hai Pasul Eino Rak L'Chatchila. From the fact that the Mechaber used the Lashon over here, he just said it's possible to use the wool of an animal that had been worshipped to make it into tzitzis, so he says that's just L'Chatchila, one shouldn't do that. Mishum Demar, it's because it's disgusting. However, B'diavad, if somebody did it, Yotza, they could actually fulfill the mitzvah in that way. However, the Vilna Gaon writes in this simon here, B'diavad B'machlokish Shnuya, that this is actually a Gemara, a machlokish between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, and it's an Iboy de Lopshitalei, it never was answered in the Gemara, and therefore the Vilna Gaon says that one should not use such a garment, even B'diavad. And such is the opinion brought down by the Ber Hetev of the B'nai Chiyah. In Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Olas Tomid, who says, "Ditzemer shohayo ala be'eis hishtachavoyo ne'aseres." If the wool was on the animal at the time the animal was worshipped, that wool is osur. The kol shekein mashagod al achakach, and certainly any wool that grew after that. However, he brings down the Bnei Chia, who disagree. They say pum fakert, the opposite. Demash gadol achar shenevad mutter. Anything that grew afterwards is permissible. The Berhetiv brings down the Taz, who holds like this as well. But all agree this is not an ideal form for tzitzis. In Sivkat Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the pishtan, shehu nekar, when it's been uprooted, oz neser afilu lehejot, if it had been worshipped, at that point it's usur even for routine, secular purposes. Kedin avodah zarah. And this would be like any Avodah Zarah and its things that were brought on it as worship. They ain't a moel or shino. Here it won't help to make any sort of a shinui. Shekol sha'ato mahava mimeno harihi kamo, because this is all one and the same. There isn't a significant change over here, and it'd be usur in Hanoah. Siv Tes begins with a very interesting discussion as to the proper placement of the tzitzios, of the fringes, into the garment. And we'll talk about the hole that one makes, or as we'll see, the holes that one makes in the proper location. The Mechaber starts off and says, Yase nekev ba'orech hatalis, lo lamala migimel etzbos, which the Ramah says means hainu gudlin, thumbs. The etzbos here referring to thumbs. Mipnei she'eno nikra konof. The Mechaber is saying that one needs to make the hole placed in the appropriate place. We'll talk about the definition of orech and rochav more tomorrow. The bottom line is that one needs to align the hole both in the longitudinal and latitudinal axis, in the x and y axis, in the length and width axis, to put it in a specific place. We'll talk exactly about where that place is upcoming in a few moments. The Mishnah Berurah in Tamarisha will define that the length actually refers to the left to right, going from the left to the right of the body, and the width, rochav, is referring to from the top to the bottom. Practically, as we'll see tomorrow, one should try to have both of these in the right location, so it really doesn't make any difference whether you're talking about the length or the width, but for now we're talking about what the Shulchan Aruch calls the orech. And the hole should be placed in the talus a certain distance from the corner, not too far from the corner, as we'll see, and not too close to the corner. This distance of the maximal distance from the corner is 3 etzbos, which are 3 fingers, which we're calling, according to the Ramah, 3 thumbs, which we've discussed yesterday and the day before, how big exactly this is. Bipnei she'enu nikra konof, because if you have it further than that, you're not in the corner, and it says we have to make the tzitzis al kanfos bigdehem. As well, the Mechaber says, "V'lo lemato." It can't be too close to the corner. Mikashir sheyesh mikesher gudel al tziporin, from the joint in the thumb until the end of the finger of the thumb to where the nail ends, which is, if you have a very long nail, you don't go the end of the nail. You go where the flesh meets the nail, so to say, at that line or plane. That is the ultimate length distance, starting from the first joint in the thumb. We'll see momentarily what the post can say is the actual distance in centimeters. And the Mechaber continues, Mishum Shenemar ala kanof. As I already said, it has to be on the corner. So there's a maximum and a minimal distance that it has to be from the corner. And if it's too low, it's too close to the corner, then it's called below the kanof and not good. And the Ramah concludes this sif, and he says, "Umodidin zeh biyoshev lo bialachso min akeren." And you measure this distance not at the hypotenuse from the corner, but you measure it as a straight line from each corner, both the length and the width. So you make a straight line from the side of the tzitzis and from the bottom of the tzitzis up a certain distance. We'll see a minimum and maximum distance, and that point is the optimal point. Just to jump ahead to the conclusion, we'll see that the poskim say that will be somewhere around in the 4 to 5 centimeter area from each side. So you're making a right angle at 4 centimeters from the bottom, 4 centimeters from the side, and that is the optimal placement of the hole, or as we'll see, the holes of the tzitzis to place the tzitzis into. Now we'll see this inside in some depth. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Tes writes, Kosav Beis Yosef, he quotes the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, Avdi Yesh Omrim the Yaseh Beis Nekovim Kimot Seirei. There are those opinions that say that you should make not a single hole in the corner, but you actually make 2 holes in the format of a tsere, side by side, not like a shvo, one on top of the other, but side by side. The yatel atzitzis besochem, and you place the tzitzis through both of these holes, and then you tie it. The yotzioson litzad echad, and the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah over here from the Beis Yosef is that you could put the tzitzis hanging down to come out on the side or on the bottom. We'll see, however, that many suggest, based upon an Arizal brought down in the Sefer Shar HaKavanos, that the Arizal would specifically make sure that it hang down on the side, not from the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah continues in the Beis Yosef and says, "Ein lachush lazeh." The Beis Yosef, in fact, disagrees with this thought that was brought down that you need two holes. V'habola hachmir latzmo, and if somebody tries to be machmir and make two holes over here, like a tzeire, kayotze bazeh, something similar to this, einu min hamachmirim, elu min hamatzmiyin. This isn't called a chumra, this is called something that's a pella. The mechsik you are, it looks like you're a very, very arrogant person. And this is Adkan Lashona, this is the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. Therefore, in the Sefer Halacha Berurah, he brings down that Sfardim absolutely never do make two holes. However, there are some Ashkenazim who follow the opinion of the Bach, which the Mishnah Berurah now quotes. The Vitalis Katan, Yaseh Shtei Nekovim. The Vitalis Katan, where it's underneath your garment and there's no question of looking arrogant, the Bezel Lo Merzei Ki Yuara, Kivin Shei Nonira Lakol, since nobody else is going to see this, and therefore there's not a problem of Yuara, one should in fact make two holes on the Talis Katan. And the Arizal himself did this, even though his Talmud, the great Reb Chaim Vital, is quoted by his son, Reb Shimon, says that his father, Reb Chaim Vital, did not do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'chein nishpati t'minog b'medinas Poland. In Poland, apparently the minog was to make on the Talis Katan two holes. However, he brings down, b'medinas hager u'b'yashkinaz, ain't no akin kain. They didn't do this custom in those communities, v'nara unara u'pishote. And every community can follow its own tradition. In Sifkotan Mem, the Mishnah Berurah writes, to look ahead in Sifkotan Nudbeis, which is tomorrow Shia, how we define Orech and Rochav, which I already discussed above. In Sifkotan Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the corner, the lo mikre kanafa beged ela beged. It has to be the corner, otherwise it's called the garment. Vatora kosva al kanfe bigdehem. In quotes the Beis Yosef, who says that it can be exactly betzimsum three etzbos, and you're fine with that. However, harbe poskim chokim azeh, many disagree with this, because sviru luhu, the mekavein, the having gimul etzbos, to beged mikre velo kanof, that if you do it exactly at three etzbos, it's no longer called the corner. And therefore, al kein yesh lizor lasos shiaskel hanekiv toch gimel etzbos. Therefore, why push your luck? Why take a chance and you may not be yotze? And therefore, don't do it at the maximum three etzbos exactly. Do it a little bit in more. He then quotes the Magen Avraham, who says, if you made it above the three etzba distance, even though when you tighten the knot, it actually now is, because you compressed it by pulling it together, it's now closer, the niskaplu hakanofos v'ulamata megimel, now is actually less than three etzbos from the end, nevertheless possible, because al koponim yesh baknaf shir beged, because the corner itself still has the distance too large, and it's a beged itself, and it's not in the corner. Likewise, if you originally made the distance, the minimal distance, you were above the minimal distance, i.e. you're in a good zone, and then when you tighten it, you fall below that minimal distance, i.e. nevertheless also still kosher, because you have the right distance there. In Sivkotin Membeis, he says that the three gudlin, the Ramah says, is the three etzbos. However, he brings down another opinion who says that it's talking about the Amok, Kmitza, and Zeres. Those are the names for the middle finger, the ring finger, and the pinky, as we call them. And this is the proper way. And he brings down the Bir Halach, who explains that this is a machlokes as to how we measure the thumb, whether we do it at the widest part or at a not as wide part. And there's also a machlokes as to whether the entire hole has to be within the three etzbos of the maximum distance and not at all above it. And therefore, in the Bir Halach, he has a much detailed discussion and says the most preferable place is to be outside all the shitos by having it certainly clearly above the minimal distance and the entire hole below the maximal distance. In the Dirshu footnotes, in the Bir Halacha, to put this into proper modern-day measurements, the ideal placement would be somewhere in the 4 to 5 centimeters from the side, measured not as a diagonal, but as a straight line from the side, from both the length and the width, and to have the entire hole within that 4 to 5 centimeter area, and this way you yotze all of the deos. Again, if you tie the knot and that changes the distance, we look at it before the knot is tied. We don't look at it as the crumpled or folded over area of the corner, because it's not permanently tied. It's just because of the knot, it's folded somewhat. So we look at it pre-tying of the knot to find the correct exact distance. In Sivkat Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not careful about this, it's ma'akev afilu b'di'evid. You're not yotzi if it's in the wrong place, even b'di'evid. V'afilu m'li'achash osa botzitzis. V'afilu rachuya achas chotach benekev shislu atzitzis lamata. Afilu hochi posu mishum tasev lomen osui. And if you didn't do it right, and then you subsequently corrected it, the tzitzis was already put on, and you have the problem of tasev lomen osui. And the same thing would apply in the opposite way, that if you had it in the right place, the same thing works in both directions. It's no good if it's not placed in there initially in the proper position. If Katan Memdala, the Mishnah reiterates that this din applies, that it's ma'akev af b'di'evit, both for the lower and upper limits. It has to be totally within the right area. Therefore, you have to make sure it's in the right place. And in Memhei, he says that we measure these measurements according to an average-sized person, and we already went into these distances. Katan Memvav, he just points out what I said before, that we measure the nail where it comes out flush with the flesh at the tip of the finger. A complicated subject, this concludes today's shiur.